the tax conference committee to order, and we're going to recess. So we just want everybody to know what we're thinking here. Senator Bach and I have a meeting today, and I know that Senator Bach needs some time with his conferees, as do I. So we're going to recess. We have other working groups on various issues in the tax bill who need to do more work, and we intend to, Senator Bach, and let your thoughts as well here, we intend to get a lot of work done here tonight, and we think we will not be back before 8 o'clock. Senator Bach, your thoughts?
Well, we Representative Lentreski and I have spent a great deal of time in a number of meetings with the leaders of the House and the Senate on the overall budget targets, in addition to the tax bill, and we have more work to do on that yet today, so that we can bring this session to a timely conclusion. So I think making sure we have till 8 o'clock would be helpful for not only the tax issues of some working groups, but for the discussions that the chair and I have to have with the speaker and the majority leader in the governor's office. So.
Okay.
And I would expect that when we do come back, people could probably expect to be here till 1 o'clock, I would think.
At least. Okay. Humphreys, we good? Okay, we are in recess. We won't be back before 8 p.m.
Okay.
It is great to be back. It is great to be back with everybody. Senator Bach is on his way down. Got caught in the hall by someone. What would we like to do?
What is your hold?
Yes, that's what we should do. You know what we'll do? We're going to go through a technical
first
amendment.
First, you got to adopt this.
And first.
Yeah, let's adopt that amendment.
Right.
We need to adopt that.
We're going to move, Senator Bach moves to adopt the actual amendment, which is.
It's the second on control and growth.
Yes. Let's get it on.
Senator Bach?
I move to adopt House File 2268, the second unofficial engrossment. This is what passed the Senate and is in the House. And then we will work off of this as some potential amendments to it.
Okay. Discussion to Senator Bach's motion.
Madam Chair.
Representative Simpson.
Just so that I know what we're doing, 2268, is that.
Yeah, let's take a sec.
That's the bill that passed the Senate.
Okay.
And we sent over to the House. And largely it's, well, largely it's stuff that was relatively non-controversial on the spreadsheet.
Yes. So Representative Simpson is probably trying to figure out how he wants to vote on this. I hadn't thought about that. So Representative Simpson, I'll tell you what Senator Bach and I were thinking about is we, in an effort to finish, have decided that if we work off new language completely, we will not make it, probably. We are going to make it. We are not going to shut down. And we need to work off this amendment so that our changes can be page in line for the reviser, which we understand will take about 12 hours. If we start afresh, we're going to lose a day. So what we're getting from nonpartisan on both sides of the House and Senate is the quickest way to complete the work the tax conference committee for this session is to work off this amended document. The intention here is to make changes then going forward tonight, through the night, tomorrow. But this is only a bill that has already passed the Senate and is sitting at the House desk, I believe, is where it's at. Is that a fair characterization, Senator Bach?
That's accurate, Madam Chair.
Representative Simpson.
Okay. Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not one that wants to throw a wrench in this, and I certainly want to get it done. I was just trying to clarify so I knew where we were, and I think so everybody in the room knew where we were at. So I appreciate that clarification.
And I think it's fair to say, Senator Bach, and for those listening, this had the current FOC, the full FOC in it. So someone like Representative Simpson may be voting no now. In its pure form, and maybe voting yes later, or he may vote yes now, understanding this is procedural. So we won't take a vote yes or no to mean anything other than what you'd want it to mean, Representative Simpson. So it is at this time, the amendment now is the full FOC at this very moment that we're adopting now. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay.
Nay.
And the amendment is adopted. Okay, thank you. So now we're going to go to a technical amendment. And Ms. Zoff's going to walk it through. Do all members have it? Representative Simpson, do you have it?
I have the amendment, Madam Chair, but would it be asking too much to get a copy of 2268?
Yeah, let's get you. Yeah. Does anybody have one? Yeah, if you want to take, yeah. I think this is it for now.
Is that, Madam Chair, is that something that we're going to need to work out?
Yeah,
that,
you know,
yep.
Okay. Representative Simpson, you're right. What we should do for some soon,
for the morning.
Morning, or people have them. I think they're actually available at the house in the back upstairs. I think they're all printed. In fact, if Ms. Center, I don't know if you can get us copies yet tonight, if someone can
just
go up. Okay. 10. 9. He's got
these
one.
Are actually the bills.
Yes. So, you know, Representative Simpson, Senator Bach's making a good point. We're going to work off that bill, so we're going to need it in front of us as we adopt things over the next however many hours, for as long as we can take it. So, Representative Simpson, we're going to get bills for everyone and have them in front of us. So, are you comfortable at least starting to walk through
Absolutely.
This technical, and then it'll get here still within a couple minutes? Okay, thank you for that, Representative Simpson and Senator Bach. You moving the A-16?
I'll move the A-16.
Okay, so Senator Bach moves the A-16. Ms. Zoff. Okay. Come on. We need another couple.
Madam Chair, members, the A-16 amendment, I'll refer to the page and line numbers on the left side of the sheet. Lines 1.3 through 1.5, correct an effective date in a local government aid section. Lines 1.6 through 1.16 are cleanup of the Mahnomen County aid provision that were suggested by the Revenue Department to clarify which lands the provisions would apply to. Lines 1.17 through 1.27 provide that the assistance that's provided to Grand Marais also would be available to Cook County, and then specify the types of expenditures for which these for which the aid would be available. 1.28 to 1.30 is a repealer related to the Mahnomen reimbursements, eliminating some obsolete language. 1.31 through 1.35 are clarifications of the levy authority for municipal airport authorities, and would provide that the governing body, the municipality that contains the airport, would have the power to modify that levy. On page 2, lines 1 through 3 are clarifications of the levy authority for the Lakeview Cemetery Association. Lines 2.4 through 2.19 or actually through 2.17 are corrections to the process for the state reimbursement of the reimbursement of property taxes that are foregone in Cook County with relationship to the fire at Ham Lake. Lines 2.18 through 2.22 move some language around in some of the income tax provisions just to eliminate a redundant section and incorporate the change into one section. 2.23 is a clarification of the fees and fines provision. 2.24 to 2.5 deal with the expenditures of the Cook County lodging tax, the current tax. 226 to 230 give an additional authorization for expenditures for fire-related disaster mitigation for the new Cook County, or for the continuation of the Cook County sales tax. 2.31 is a clarification for the IRRB authority. 2.32 through 3.12 are a provision that was discussed by the conference committee dealing with the valuation of assets in an estate that was intended to be in the draft of that was adopted by the Senate but had not been included in that draft. 3.13 through 3.30 all relate, there are three provisions that relate to the new county mortgage and deed taxes, and they essentially provide a window of 60 days for complying with those requirements. And then finally, 3.32 through the end of the amendment is the addition of provision dealing with the certification of Class 1B property that had been in the data practices bill, but is now included in this bill.
Thank you for that, Ms. Off. Senator Bach, I think we need a minute discussion about the tragedy that's taking place in your area, and that we want people to understand we are adopting a little bit of trying to help some folks out there in a tough situation. Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, the bill is going to carry in it $250,000 a year in 8 and 9 for Grand Marais and for Cook County to provide some aid to them for some non-reimbursed costs associated with the Ham Lake fire, debris removal, water quality issues, replacement and improvement of communications equipment, emergency response center. There's just overwhelming costs associated with the fire, and I appreciate, Madam Chair, your willingness to provide some one-time aid to the city and the county to do that. In addition is a one-time number to a state reimbursement for lost tax base of all the buildings that were burned. So we would abate the property taxes in the second half of 07 and both halves in 08 and provide a state reimbursement to the county for lost tax base. And Madam Chair, I really appreciate your willing to do that. I think it would be tragic if we continued to collect property taxes on buildings that aren't there anymore. And I really appreciate that. The people in the North Shore will appreciate that a great deal.
Senator Bach, they should appreciate you. This is your idea, and it's the right thing to do. Down the road, there's going to be more need, then we're going to have to do something again. So it's at least a start. Our hearts go out to everybody dealing with the problem there. So thank you. Discussion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Do you want to offer Thompson? Can he use your side by side? Oh, you know what? We've got the wrong bill now. That's okay. This is a Representative Simpson. This is a different version, but they haven't printed the next engrossment, so we'll get it there.
So this is not the right.
Gives us. It's online for anybody who's following along. It is online, and when we can get that, we will. But this is close. It's online, so that's the best we can get. Okay, so Senator Bach, we have on the side by side. Yes, Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, I have the DV0094.
Senator Bach moves the 9-4 amendment.
Madam Chair, this is the Thompson West provision. It's a rebate for the sales tax on construction materials for the construction at Egan. And under this provision, once the buildings are built, once the buildings are built and they've maintained a total of 8,300 jobs on the site, they then will be eligible for a refund of the sales tax attributable to the construction materials on the expansion. And there's actually not a cost on the spreadsheet on this because the project is going to take a couple of years to build. And then they have to maintain those job numbers for a period of time before they're actually eligible for the rebate. And the rebate comes, starts at 25% the first year that they have the jobs, and then ramps up, I believe it's 25% each year for 4 years. Is that right, Council?
Yes.
And this is language that that we've agreed to with the governor today. I just want to thank Thompson West for being willing to accommodate us and get this into the bill without having to carry a cost on our spreadsheet. That's very helpful. And I'm sure they're a very stand-up company. I've met with them several times over the course of the session, and we're modifying the job numbers down some here, the threshold they have to meet, because they're very concerned that they definitely be able to perform at the level that they're telling the legislature they're capable of doing. So we think they will do more than the 8,300 jobs that are in the amendment. They're certain that they will. And if they don't, they won't be eligible for the refund of the sales tax on the construction material.
Discussion to the 94 amendment. Senator Bach, and you have been a strong advocate for this. It came in your bill. It did not come to this level in the House. I admit I am not as strong of an advocate for using a sales tax exemption this way. However, I think you came up with a creative solution, Senator Bach, and how we can make this work now with some, we need some recognition here that the jobs have to get delivered. The governor supports this. As does, I guess,
our leaders.
So we want to get this done tonight. Is there further discussion to the 94 amendment? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. The amendment is adopted. No in there, but that's okay. Passed.
He still likes the project, Madam Chair.
I want to ask, did you want to do this one? Can we have them? Okay. We want to pass that out.
Yeah.
This isn't what you want to read language.
No, this is the first.
We have
to. I don't need it.
Need the second engrossment.
There might be some precedents in that.
Representative Simpson just wants us to work off a bill, and the right bill. My goodness. Thank you for being with us, Representative Simpson. Here it is. Okay, I've got one upstairs, so I won't use it, but just got five copies.
The rights version?
Yeah. We're going to need these, so we want them. We'll get more copies later. So the other one is TOSS. Do you want to do this one? Reps and Marcourt.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's this sheet right here that's got House File 2362, second engrossment, and then VM. No number is visible there. But it's an amendment that deals with improving public awareness and participation in our property tax refund systems. And what it does, it has Commissioner of Revenue working with county officials looking at shall make efforts to improve the public's awareness and participation in property tax refund programs, which includes the homeowner program, the renters program, and the senior citizen deferral program. Then it also goes on to talk about options for improving public awareness, which would be inserts in property tax statements, more prominent direct references in property tax statement, notification on the property tax statement envelope, public service announcements, and also having them available at truth and taxation meetings and other times. A major effort of the House has been to increase the participation and also get out the public awareness on these property tax refund programs. So that's the amendment, and ask for your support.
Discussion to the amendment. Representative Carlson.
The old language, if I'm understanding it, is to undertake and improve and make efforts. The original language seemed a little bit stronger. Why the change?
Well, Representative Marcourt?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. There's a little bit of difference. I don't know if either one forced the Department of Revenue to do it. I don't know if either one, I mean, shall make or shall undertake. I guess.
Neither one seemed strong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chair and Representative Carlson, you make a good point. I guess what we're asking, and I mean, we're going to be keeping track of this. We're hoping that the Department of Revenue and counties work together on this. I think the idea is if something doesn't happen, we come back and can make it mandatory, but we're hoping there's a real effort in doing this, and that's a good point. I guess we could have made it a little stronger, but we kind of decided against
that. I'm just wondering why.
And I think it's at least a start. I know it's Senate didn't have it. The House had it. The bill that we're working off now, Representative Simpson, doesn't have it. So not in the Senate, in the House, not in the bill we're on, and Representative Marquardt's trying to get a moderated version of the House back in it, and I think it's just speaking to try to increase participation. Is there further discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Senator Marty.
Madam Chair, Representative Marquardt, the first one you're using right now, an insert in the property tax statement, strikes me as less expensive and probably much more effective than all the rest of them combined. How many counties do this, or do any of them do this?
The original from the Senate bill.
Madam Chair, Senator Marty, there is a, on the property tax statement, right on the very back in small print, they talk about some of the refund programs. Real small print, I remember. And Ms. Baker, what would this one do, actually, insert it in the envelope at that point? Is that what we're looking at?
Ms. Baker.
Smith Wits. Senator Marty.
Madam Chair, I support the House provision. I think it's a good one, but I hope the department will look at ways to do something very visible in there. I think that's probably more useful than a lot of the other means of attempted here. So I hope the department will.
We hope Commissioner Ines got that. We're going to get it to Mr. Manson because I agree, Senator Marty. Yes. Further discussion to
Madam Chair,
the amendment.
Just one last comment.
Yes.
I wanted to say that was Representative Wofford and Representative Anderson who worked quite extensively on this part of the
okay, so
area.
Yes, Representative Anderson and Representative Wofford in the House, bipartisan effort here. This is, again, for the tape anyway, this is the VM amendment. Offered by Representative Marquardt, improving public awareness and participation in property tax relief programs. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay. The motion prevails. Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And the other day when we were doing our discussion of studies.
I'm going to tell us which bill to look at. So
yes,
yeah.
I will. We had a fair amount of discussion about the study for looking at aids to local governments. And Representative Marquardt and I, as charged, have been working on this. I think that we're going to take the Senate language, and in order to find that language, if you go to Senate File 1040, Article 6, Section 18, Study of Aids to Local Governments, it's a 12-member committee. has six legislators on it, page 110.
Okay, so it's on, everybody finding this, we're on the Senate bill now, page 110, the bottom of the page. Do you have a side-by-side, too? There's a, I don't have it in front of me, but it, can everyone find it on the bill?
And I would move this language as the preferred language for the study of aids to local governments.
Senator Skoy moves page 110 of the Senate bill. Section 18,
yep.
Starting on line 110.29. This is working off Senate file 1024. So we have that for the tape. So that's Senator Skoy's motion. Members, remember, and I don't have my side-by-side in front of me, but both bodies had a version of this. And our property tax chairs have been working on this. The House wanted to study LGA and get the groups in the room, try to duke it out. Senate wanted a little more legislative input. And I think it's fair to say the property tax chairs think this is a good hybrid approach. Representative Markwart, did you want to comment?
Yeah. No, this is a good approach. Thanks, Madam Chair.
Further discussion from anyone? Concerns? Everyone clear? Okay. If there's no other discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. The motion prevails. The town LGA?
Yep.
Okay, I don't know if we have paper. Senator Skoy and Senator Bach, we're going to look at that township formula. Do we have paper for everyone on this? If not, we can go to something else.
Oh,
okay. Okay, we're going
to
get that. You know, Senator Bach, if I might, while they're getting that, you know, just for some clarity for everyone in the room, we're trying right now to work through as many non-controversial provisions as we can. That the bill that passed the Senate that never passed the House had a bunch. We're working off that now. These were, Senator Bach and I worked on that at the request of leadership, and we tried to leave off everything that was contentious to the best of our ability. With, I think it's fair to say, a little more leaning in property tax relief to the Senate position. Previously, the House and Senate had passed more property tax relief leaning to the House position. I don't think it should surprise anyone to think that if we can get out of here on time, we're going to try to have a Senate and the House prevail on property tax relief to the best of the ability we have with the target we have. So we are now, right now, just trying to work through some non-controversial things in the hope that staff can get as much process as we possibly can. So if people feel that anything that's coming up here tonight is controversial, please strike out and say so. We are just trying to do the things we can to clear the decks for final decisions. So these are, we're just taking provisions that different people and the 10 of us cared a lot about. And the Thompson one was one that all, you know, the leadership cared about, as did Senator Bach. And worked very hard on that, the governor. The last one was property tax chairs cared a lot about that. We're going to take another one that the property tax chairs have worked on, and we think this will benefit all townships. So if anyone's feeling like this is not a good process, please let me know. But we are trying to move for a successful end of the session. Senator Skoy.
Well, Madam Chair, while Senate Counsel is off getting the language, I could tell the committee and the public what this is and why we have worked toward this. Both the House and Senate did have provisions to restore some of the aid to townships. The Senate did it as a percentage of what the townships had received prior to 2001 when the aid was taken away.
We've got something now.
Do you have something else?
Yeah.
Okay, well then let's hold. Madam Chair, could we hold up on this? They're just finishing the last little bits of the language.
I agree. It's
okay. Thank you for that, Senator Sklar. I apologize. We thought we had that language, and I apologize to everyone that we did not have the township ready. We're going to come back to it in a minute. We've got another item that we think we need to take care of that's just been brought to us by staff. It's Representative Dabney's bill. Representative Dabney.
Yes, Madam Chair. This is the bioscience credit provision. There are limits in the current language for limiting the non-refundable credit to $25,000 for individuals and $300,000 for S-corps and partnerships. Oversight on my part, it does not relate to C-corps in the language, and I would like to move, although I need some help with line and page, that the limits on C-corps be the same as for S-corps.
Okay.
I need some directions to line and page. If
okay, so
staff could assist me with that, I would appreciate it.
Okay. I'm working on that. Ms. Manzi, I think, is probably going to find it, and let us know when you're ready. Ms. Manzi.
And this would be, I don't have the second endorsement of just adoption, but the language is very similar to what was in Senate File 1024, so I think I'll just tell you where it would be added there, and then we can transfer
okay.
it.
Okay. So hang on a minute, Ms. Manzi, so everyone's got it. Everyone want to go to your... Okay, so we're on this one, unofficial engrossment now. Unofficial engrossment, Representative Dabney. We've moved off the Senate file, Representative Dabney. She
yes.
just changed. No, we're on this one now.
We're on the
on the real one.
Madam Chair, on
thank you.
God, I thought I was tracking that.
Representative Dabney, is that your motion?
That is my motion, Madam Chair.
Discussion. Any questions? If not, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay, and the motion prevails. Okay, so township.
Well, okay, excuse me, Madam Chair. Senate Council is pointing out that it appears another place in the language on 32 of page 78. After pass-through entity, we would need to add OLC Corporation.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Discussion to that motion. Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion prevails. Thank you for that. We are going to, I think, is the township thing close?
No, actually, I think we have to wait until tomorrow.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I have
yes.
in the bill.
Which one?
The amendment we adopted, the large amendment we adopted, which is the bill to pass the Senate. There's some language in here for a Vikings Task Force, Stadium Task
yes.
Force. I've been working with the Metropolitan Sports Commission and with the Vikings, and I have some agreed upon language that's different than what's in the bill. It adds some additional people to it, so I'd like the committee to take a look at that. It's actually, I think, better than what's in here.
Senator Bach, I think they need to talk to me too. And I don't think they want to. So, Senator Bach, I mean, we're kind of laughing here in the House when we heard the Vikings, just so you know. I made it clear that we're going to have folks on that group that oppose stadium financing as well, and that I was okay with studying. I'm not a fan of it, but I mean, is it something we could just, could I just look at it? We could take a look tomorrow.
Glad I went to get it, but
okay.
I don't think there's any controversy about it. I think you'll see it's better than what's in here.
Oh, well, that'd be good.
Madam Chair,
Representative Carlson.
Did they work with anybody in the House?
Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Well, they had a hearing.
Oh, I know, but there's a hearing. I'm just curious.
Good question. We should ask them that.
I've had no conversation.
Representative Simpson, have the Vikings contacted you or the Metropolitan Sports Facilities to talk to you about their stuff?
Madam Chair, I did discuss it with a couple of their representatives, yes.
Yeah. Representative Markwart, did Vikings and the stadium folks come and talk to you?
I did early in the session, if I recall, maybe February.
Ah.
For one meeting.
Yeah. Representative Dabney, how about you?
You know, Madam Chair, I'm noting an interesting geographic.
I think they're looking at previous votes. Previous votes, probably.
There could be something to that. But the geography is there as well.
Just out of curious, can I ask Senator Marty, did the Vikings come and meet with you?
Suite all the time.
Sure they are. Senator Moi, how about you? Vikings come and talk to you?
Once, at the beginning.
Senator Skoy.
Well, you know, I've been sitting here. I think I actually met one of their third-string quarterbacks or something.
Oh, geez,
or that they brought around and it was supposed to be.
Senator Larson?
Yes.
How about you?
I must have. Senator Skoy and I must have been there the same day I got the quarterback treatment.
Madam Chair, didn't we have a Viking on the floor of the House just yesterday or the day before for sitting to my guy in a big furry thing? And I forget whether he had the helmet and all, but my people.
Representative Carlson.
Well, Madam Chair, I was referring to about any
study.
Language,
sure.
Or anything like that. I assume that it's just one body that's involved.
Yes, Amen. Representative Carlson, I hope someone will tell them that they, you know, on, you know, and Senator Bach, I think the point's well taken. They're not telling us anything. And
Madam Chair, I'm disappointed to hear that.
So we need to. We'll hear from them.
I'm sure they're listening.
I'm sure they are. Okay, so we can't do township.
Madam
right?
Chair,
not tonight.
Well, Madam Chair, there's a few fine touches we need to put on that, and
let's
the
get it
dollar
right.
Change. I think we should take another look at it tomorrow.
Yeah. Anything else?
No. Mm. Dean wants to be
Joel, have anything else on his list?
Dean wants to be called. Pretty much it.
We're gonna have to get together first thing in the morning and figure out our spreadsheet.
Well, I think we have
a bit. Well, I'm
you know, I think that's all we have that we can move now. Is that right?
Can I take a look at this?
Which one?
This is the multi-purpose stadium task force.
Multi-purpose.
Maybe
Representative Dabney.
Golf, as well, Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, maybe that's why you're not familiar with this project, because it's not really a Viking stadium; it's a multi-purpose stadium.
So you're convinced that this language is so good, we're going to take it right now.
Well, let's take a look at what's in the bill, and let's see if this is better.
It's better. That helps. Does it say that they can't ask Hennepin County? That's better. And there's no roof. Does it say that, too?
It says retractable.
Just teasing you, Senator Bach.
There better be a retractable roof.
It's going to be statewide financing, period.
1.7.
Madam Chair.
Representative Simpson.
Well, Madam Chair, I know that the House did not have this provision in it, but I do think that yesterday we did have the opportunity on one of the last days of the session to hear a presentation by the Vikings and the Metropolitan Sports Commission. And I think that Senator Bach has got an idea here that we as House members should at least consider and look at, because I think that as we're all well aware of, the Met Council certainly has a task ahead of them in the future trying to continue keeping the Vikings in Minnesota. And I think being on top of it, in front of it, is a good thing. And instead of sitting back and waiting until the last moment doing something, I think that we need to be a little proactive. So I think this probably has a lot of merit.
Senator Bach.
Madam Chair, I don't have a clue if this group, I hope I'm not on it, but Senator Rest has actually indicated that she has some interest in serving on it, came to me. But I, you know, I mean, the lease in the Metrodome is going to end one of these days, 2011, I think. And I think it's worth our time to put a group like this together to start considering what, if anything, we're going to do. And maybe the answer is nothing. But I think it's better to have a thoughtful approach at doing something or nothing than just having this thing land in the lap of the legislature in February when we come back here with having nobody done any work on it. So whether anything, you know, we've set up a lot of task force around this place over the years that have not accomplished much, and this may indeed end up to be one of them, but I think it's probably worth the effort.
Senator Bach, there's others who want to speak on this too. Just on the language, I have concerns. It seems like everything from subdivision 2 down, probably okay. I'll tell you what the concerns I have. I mean, again, not a supporter. I mean, the word light rail in there implies a certain location to me.
Well, it says Metrodome site.
Well, we don't need to study light rail transit, do we, to figure out why we need what we should do with the stadium? That pretty much says that's a Hennepin location or possibly Ramsey. That's it. It's the only places it could go.
Metrodome site.
Metrodome site.
This is Metrodome site on it.
So are you trying to only study the reuse of that? Why do you have the... Okay. What about the roof? This implies they have to have a roof.
Madam Chair, I thought the Twin Stadium should have had a roof.
I know, but the non-Hennepin residents didn't want to pay for it. We had that vote, and I don't know what you guys did in the Senate. You know what we did in the House? We had a whole bunch of roll calls letting the 86 counties who didn't pay for it build a roof, and they all said no. And so we're certainly not going to let the rest of the state not build the roof on anything. So my concern is just that, you know, we have a lot, you know, there's a lot in here that other people who maybe don't see who are insensitive, and I admit I'm sensitive about it.
Senator, I think when the Metrodome is no longer functional and eventually comes down, we now have a facility in Minneapolis that does not have a roof, that has frankly very limited use other than baseball games. And there are a lot of other functions that are currently held at the Dome that are now going to have no place to go. And I think it's critical if somehow another stadium gets built in Minneapolis or someplace else, that for the state, it needs to have a roof on it. But, I mean, if members aren't comfortable moving forward, we can certainly consider
well,
it tomorrow.
Just talk, I mean, Senator Moore wants to speak to it, Representative Dabney, and probably more. So let's, just, I mean, we're thinking here. Senator Moore.
Well, Madam Chair, I was looking at the composition of the subcommittee, and I was thinking that since, you know, this tax conference committee has been working so well together, we have so much fun, we are a group of very thoughtful, broad-thinking, inclusive kind of people, that we ought to just name members of this tax conference committee to be members of this tax subcommittee. What do you think?
Senator Ma, I think that's a great idea. I'm a little puzzled as to how the commissioners of finance and revenue are here and the chair of the Met Council, but the tax conference committee members aren't. Representative Dabney?
Well, Madam Chair, Senator Bach,
finance and revenue.
You referenced that maybe this group will suggest we do something or maybe nothing.
What do we need to do with it?
But I'm a little troubled that it presumes that a new stadium is the solution, because it doesn't. It explicitly pushes out any discussion of remodeling the existing stadium. And I know there's been some discussion that could be done in a way that met many of the team's needs at a lower price to the taxpayers, or preferably to whoever else is paying for it other than the taxpayers. But this presumes line 6, plan to redevelop the site, you know, so on. It omits from the beginning any discussion of creative uses of the building that keep the Vikings there and perhaps better meet their needs. The building's what, 30 years old? The Coliseum is a couple thousand years old?
It's only 23 years old, isn't it?
Further discussion?
It's about 23, I think.
Well, I think we're not ready in the house, but I think we're, I think that, again, I hope people are listening, because there's abilities to change some things here. You know, honestly, Senator Bach, it's hard to see what, to me, it's hard to understand what there would even be language for about a roof. So if it was really a task force to just evaluate the plan to redevelop the Metrodome site, period, that might be okay. But it says, and include a new multi-use stadium with a roof. So the implication is definitely we were going to build a stadium and it's going to have a roof. And then it's got to work with the light rail transit. And then we're going to put the commissioners of finance and revenue on this, who have absolutely nothing to do with this. And maybe that's this will help the governor, I don't know, be for it. I don't know what that's about. But
Madam Chair, I think they bring a great deal of expertise about financing options that might not be available to the members, the other members of this commission. They're the people with the that have the numbers at their disposal.
Senator Bach, I mean, those of us who've been down this road with the previous stadium know what they'll recommend. That one county should pay. So I'm not feeling too confident about that. That's what happened last time. Senator Marty.
I thought Senator Blah's comment was interesting about the tax conference committee. At least for once there'd be a diversity of opinions on task force instead of a group of cheerleaders for it. And I think it would be a great amendment if we took line 110, drop preferred finance and place with private financing, which of course is not something that's ever considered here. And again, the whole talk, again, Mr. Wilf did commit to us last year. He has no plans. He says he wants to keep the team forever and is going to play in Minnesota regardless of stadium. So deciding this is urgent is not quite the way I'd put it. And given the lack of ability to fund housing and other things here, the previous owner more than doubled his investment in 7 years, plus making operating profits, and I think public money should go to other things. So I would, if we're going to do something like this, I like Senator Moa's suggestion, because it would get some diversity of opinions there.
Representative Carlson.
You know, I was just looking at this language here, and if we put a period in after on line 1.6 after Metrodome site, it would simply read, Minnesota Multipurpose Stadium Task Force is created. The task force must evaluate plan to redevelop the Metrodome site. For the period there, that doesn't predetermine anything. And if you drop down to line 1.8 and struck light rail transit in stadium development, that would talk just about looking at the infrastructure. The task force could determine what that would include. But that would eliminate the predetermining of certain things. They could still come forward with ideas, you know, relative to a roof for a light rail transit, but it wouldn't say that they must deal with either of the issues.
Further discussion? Thoughts on all of this?
Madam Chair, if you'd like to
come back
tomorrow, I'm fine.
We got to think about this.
I just wanted to get out for people to consider.
And by the way, Madam Chair, I got to thinking here. They did come in to see me, the Vikings representatives. It was 30 some years ago.
Well, I think they need to get back.
What I did, in fact, as I mentioned the other day, chair a committee that dealt with the issue.
Okay. Is there anything else we can do tonight?
I'm sure last
maybe it was 20 some.
Invited to Winter Park to come look at the facilities over there, and it's pretty impressive. Myself and Senator Dean Johnson and Senator Pogemiller went for a visit.
I'll say to the speaker when I chaired.
I don't believe there were any House members there on that.
They obviously don't know we exist. I've gathered that. Maybe.
Well, I hadn't thought about it. But.
Yeah. We'll talk about it again. Is there anything else anyone has? Just for clarification for the tape, the big bill we adopted tonight has, for folks who are keeping track of all these big bills laying around, has all the Department of Revenue provisions, has the TIF technical bill, has the TIF article, has the public finance bill in it. So this will be the thing we'll work off till we get done. Is there anything else, Senator Box?
So, Madam Chair, those people that are following those issues, public finance or Thompson West, if that's all you're following, you could probably take tomorrow off.
Just go online, whatever. Exactly. Any further discussion? So the gavel's back to Senator Bach tomorrow, and Rep. Senator Bach?
Madam Chair, maybe we could have a discussion about what time committee members. Tomorrow's Sunday.
It's going to be a long day.
Uncomfortable with meeting on Sunday, but I think we have no choice. So I guess I was thinking like noon to give people an opportunity, those that want to attend their house of worship, to give them an opportunity to do that, or take the kids off to Sunday school or whatever you normally do on Sunday mornings. But that's certainly open for discussion of the members of the committee. I'd like to accommodate anybody's needs, including staff.
Senator Bach, do we know when the Senate is going in yet?
They talked about late afternoon. But I don't believe they set a time.
The House does not know. And you know, Representative Carlson, maybe you can provide some history a little bit here and others. This is not something we want to do this way. I think it's fair to say, we may have to meet while we're in session. I think that's just very realistic at this point, that we may have to work down here while we're in session. Representative Carlson, you've seen
right
that
now.
Done. Are they on the floor in the House?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still? Well, okay.
Madam
we'll go back up.
For those watching or listening, I do apologize for the fact that this is coming to a conclusion so late and so fast, but
yes.
As of this moment even, the target for this committee is still very, very tentative. So we still can't adopt a spreadsheet here because we still don't have the numbers. So that's I guess it's nobody's fault around this table or the staff here in this room that we're getting pushed up against the clock like we are. But
it's Dan's
fault. What we're faced with.
Okay.
It's going to continue.
Okay, well, what time do you think about?
Does noon work for people?
Noon's great.
Staff? Anybody? Preference?
Senator Bach.
11 better? 1
Simpson.
We're on a timeline. The timeline is quickly approaching. I'd like to be home with my family on Sunday. And I know I won't be, so I definitely want to be home with them by the next Sunday. So due to the fact that I can't be tomorrow, I can be here any time after 7 a.m. So you set a time. Let's get this thing done.
Representative Simpson, I have both grown sons who have jobs in their own homes. And the one thing that we do together is we go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And they do not remember a Memorial Day that we did not spend together fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And that Sunday before Memorial Day, I'm going to be in Canada fishing with them.
Very good.
And if we're still doing business here, it'll be without me.
Very good.
I agree.
Noon. How about
noon? Senator Bach is thinking about noon tomorrow. He'll post, and we are adjourned. Thank you.